Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
Stand as we sing together the gospel acclamation. The Holy Gospel for the resurrection of our Lord from Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. I would invite all of our children to please come forward.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, this is a special morning this morning, and we have a way that we start off all kinds of things in Easter. I would say Christ is risen, and you know what you guys would say?
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia! Let's try that again. Christ is risen?
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia! That's great good news. Now, today as we talk about something, I need to help you understand. Do you know what it means when something is impossible? What does it mean when something's impossible?
It can't happen.
It can't happen, right. It can't be done, right. Now, there are some things that are impossible for us to do. Do you think you can teach a fish to play the clarinet?
No.
And you can't teach a bird, how to talk.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe some birds. But if you can't teach a fish to play the clarinet, that's impossible, right? Let's try this. Can you lick your own elbow?
No.
Can you?
I
don't think so. It's really tough. I can't lift my... I would say licking your own elbow is
impossible.
Here's another one that most people can do. Can you take your thumb? You have a thumb? Can you twist your thumb and put it on your hand right there?
It's impossible.
Yep, it does not work. It doesn't go that way, does it? Now, come on, back here. I can do that. Yeah, back here. Try that. If you do that, then you have to go to the doctor. Yeah. So we know what impossible is, don't we? Is it impossible for people to come back to life?
No.
It is on our own. Now, there's a couple of stories about this. Jesus is on the earth.
Jesus made a few people.
Right. That's where we're going to go. This little girl... She had a problem. She had died. And that means she's not living, right?
Yeah.
That's very sad.
But how did she die?
I don't know how she died. She was sick and she died. And Jesus was there. And Jairus, that was the girl's dad,
yeah.
He asked Jesus to come and to raise his daughter to life again. And Jesus went and he spoke to the little girl. And guess what happened?
What? She came alive.
Now, can you do that? Can I do that?
No.
Can the little girl raise herself on her own? Can she come back from death on her own?
No.
That is
impossible.
But Jesus did it. And there's another story.
Yeah, that story.
Jesus had a good friend. And his name was Lazarus.
Hey,
you know that story. Yeah, Lazarus. Lazarus and Mary and Martha, they were Jesus' really good friends. Yeah, what happened to Lazarus? Lazarus got sick, Lazarus died, and what do you do with dead people?
Bring them back alive.
Well, Jesus does that, we don't do that. They did what they do, they buried him, and they even warned Jesus. They said, Jesus, Lazarus has been in the tomb 4 days, and guess what happens? He stinks because he's dying. He's dead and he's starting to stink. And they said, don't go in there. So you know what Jesus does? He goes right to the tomb and he knows that Lazarus is dead. Now, can Lazarus bring himself back to life? But Jesus says, Lazarus, come out. And guess what happens? Lazarus stands up and he walks out and he's alive and he's fine. You see, can Lazarus raise himself? Can dead people come back to life?
No.
We would say that's
impossible.
But what happened? Jesus said to Lazarus, come out, and Jesus raised him. Now, when we get to today, we know about today. Jesus went to the cross for us, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he was crucified. He was nailed, just like the one behind you there, right? And they took him down, and what do they do with dead people? They buried him in the tomb, and he was in the tomb. And 3 days, and on the third day, which is the first day of the week. Which day is the first day of the week?
Sunday.
Sunday is the, what day is today?
Sunday.
That's why we worship on Sunday.
Sunday.
Easter Sunday, that's right. We gather today,
and
3 days later, the ladies went to the tomb, and did they find Jesus?
No.
Was he in the tomb?
No.
Come on, that's... But it's not impossible with Jesus. He is God. He is the only one God. And he didn't have somebody raise him. Jesus overcame death and came back to life and walked out of the tomb. And he was there for Mary and the other ladies and the disciples to see. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? But it's not, because Jesus has the power over death. You know, someday, unless Jesus comes back, you and I are going to die too. That's right. It's not impossible in Jesus' world. He did. He died and he lives again, and he made a promise to us. He made a promise that someday when you die, if he doesn't come first, someday when you die, guess what's going to happen? He's going to raise you to life and you're going to be with him. And death will not have you. It can't hold you because it couldn't hold Jesus. That is the greatest news ever. What's that? That's right, getting killed in heaven is impossible, because St. John reminds us in heaven there will be no more death. That's a great story. There will be eternal life with Christ, right? All right, boys and girls, let's see if we remember. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
All right, let's pray, shall we? Dear Jesus, thank you for overcoming the impossible. Thank you for giving us life and hope and forgiveness. In your name, amen. Now, there's one more impossible thing. Is it possible? It's got to be absolutely impossible for you guys to leave here today without me giving you a treat.
Yeah, that's impossible.
That's impossible. We've got some things here to help us remember. Jesus is living. Christ is risen. You guys didn't do that very well. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Can you take that one? You're welcome. And we continue with our next hymn. Yeah. the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Savior, your Son, who rose from the sun this day, beat death and the grave, and gave that victory to us as well. Strengthen us, Father, in this resurrection hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It seems impossible, doesn't it? If you've been walking with Jesus this last week of his life and you see all of the things he's done, not only in the last week, but all the way through his ministry, it simply seems impossible. All these things that Jesus does seem too good to be true. Lazarus, Jesus' good friend, he goes to the grave. He's been in there 4 days. He's warned. He smells. He comforts the sisters. And then Jesus stands in front of the grave and he simply says, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man stands up and walks out of the grave. It seems impossible, doesn't it? That any man would have the power to do that, to raise someone from the dead and to beat death. The night before Jesus is betrayed, he meets with the disciples to celebrate the Passover feast, remembering that God had called his people from slavery to freedom. He had done that with a lamb, a perfect lamb, and the blood on the door. And they would eat the body of the lamb, and the angel of death would pass over, and they would be saved. It seems impossible that blood and body would forgive sins. More than that, would let death pass over us. Jesus didn't try to run from his crucifixion. He didn't try to defend himself, but he did justify us. He didn't condemn those who were nailing him there. He simply said, "It is finished." And you were forgiven. And death was beaten. It seems impossible that an innocent man wouldn't defend himself. It seems impossible that any good can come out of this horrific death that Jesus died for us. It seems impossible that 2,000 years ago, Jesus forgave sins. And that gives us hope and life and peace with God today. Well, the events of Easter morning, they seem impossible as well. 3 women go to the tomb to finish the job of burying the man that they had placed there 3 days earlier. He was dead. They knew that. They prepared his body, and the tomb was closed. As they go, they are wondering. It seems impossible to them to roll this big stone away so that they could finish the work that they came to do. And right there, on Easter morning, we see the impossible give way to the reality of hope and promise for us. St. Mark, the eyewitness, writes this. "And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here.'" That's impossible for us. Impossible, we think, that death has been defeated. But it is. Christ is risen. You were just waiting to say that. Sorry, I stepped on you. The 3 women that were there, the disciples after them, they saw it with their own eyes. They saw the impossible disappear. And when the impossible is gone, we're left with hope. With Easter morning, resurrection hope as well. The resurrection, life and death changing reality of Jesus gives us hope today. You and I, we know death's hold. We know the pain of death, the uncaring way that it breaks into our lives and it steals away those that we love. We saw that right here last week with one of our own family. We know that death waits for each of us. And it seems impossible that we can have any hope when we deal with our own death. But remember, the impossible has been defeated by Jesus. You see, the world apart from Christ, it would have us believe that death is a natural part of life. If you like the Disney version, you would know that death is a part of the circle of life. At least that's what they would have us believe. But that's not true. St. Paul gives us the truth. St. Paul tells us that sin brings death. Adam and Eve started it when they doubted God and sin came into the world. And because of that, death followed. And we've been dealing with it ever since. Our sin always turns us away from God. And then we think somehow that we can deal with our own sin. Maybe you're even thinking that now. I'm pretty good. I'm not as bad as most. I only need church, Christmas, and Easter. I'm fine. But do you really think you can beat your own death? That's the reality that we all face. We think we can do well today, but start thinking about that day. Can you beat death on your own? We would all say that's impossible, but not because of Christ. Because of Him, because of His resurrection, the impossible has been overcome, and that leaves us with resurrection hope, knowing that our Savior has raised from the dead, but also knowing that He has given that promise and that hope to us. Jesus beat death. And in order to beat death, you have to deal with sin. That's what happened on Good Friday. When Jesus went to the cross, when He died and He said, "It is finished," that was the end of sin. He paid for it. All of our sin paid for by Jesus on the cross. There on that day, when Jesus was suffering and struggling with all of that, God, His Father, turned His back on His own dear Son and let Him die alone, forsaken on the cross, so that we would never be forsaken. So that we would be forgiven, so that this day we have the hope and promise that our sins are forgiven, that sin has been dealt with, and where sin has been dealt with, death has no hold on us. Where sin is forgiven, death has no eternal hold. Say that with me. Where sin is forgiven, death has no eternal hold. We saw that with Jesus. Death could not hold Him in the grave, and because death could not hold Him, death cannot hold those who are His. Death cannot hold those who believe and confess that Jesus is Savior. That is such a powerful message, that during that time on the cross on Good Friday when Jesus died, that hope and promise of sins forgiven was moving into the world. It was so powerful that the graves of those who were buried in that area where Jesus rose from, or where Jesus died on the cross, the graves were emptied and the dead came out and walked into Jerusalem. This was not the zombie apocalypse. This was Jesus and hope and promise infecting His people with life. When sin is forgiven, death has no hold. And that gives us hope. The resurrection, death-stopping hope that Jesus gives to us is the very hope that Job talked about. You know Job's life, struggles and suffering, not understanding what was going on, and yet in the midst of all of his troubles, Job would say this, "And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I shall for myself see Him, and my eyes shall behold Him." Job knew of this resurrection hope. He knew that after death had done its worst, that he would be raised again, and one day when Christ stands upon the earth, Job and you and I and all will see Christ with our own eyes, because death has been defeated. The impossible has been defeated, and that gives us resurrection hope. Isaiah had the same hope. Isaiah writes this, "Jesus will swallow up death forever, and the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces." Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. He is the only one ever to do this impossible feat. Jesus died, and when He died, your death died with Him. Your sin, your eternal death stayed in His tomb as He walked out. When we gather for the death of a loved one, when you and I are here, the hope we have is the hope of this day. The hope of Easter, the hope of the resurrection, not only of Christ, but of all flesh, because Jesus has overcome death. When we start every Christian funeral, we start right here. It is actually an Easter service, because the Christ candle is lit. And the very first gospel that we hear are the words of St. Paul when he writes this. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. There's grieving whenever we face death. We saw that on Good Friday with all of those who were there gathered around Jesus when he breathed his last. But that grieving is transformed into resurrection hope because Jesus has done the impossible. Where sin is forgiven, death has no hold. Christ is risen. And that's our hope, our present hope and reality for today. Jesus has gone before you into death, just like a good shepherd always leads his sheep. Jesus went before you into the grave so that your grave is now a sanctified and a holy place where your body will rest until Jesus stands on the earth and calls you back to life. Jesus rose on the third day just like he promised. Sin forgiven, death defeated, so that death cannot hold you. Where sin is forgiven, let's try again. Where sin is forgiven, death has no hold. And that is our Easter hope. That is our resurrection hope. Good Friday is where peace with God is won for all mankind. Sin and death died on the cross. And today, Easter Sunday, in this glorious day, we see the results. Sin is forgiven. Death is defeated. Its cold, uncaring clutches could not hold Jesus. And they cannot hold those who are in Christ. That's our hope. That's the impossible turned into hope and reality through the resurrection of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.